This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 7, 2022. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Partly sunny today, temperatures in the mid-70s. A former Salem gym teacher charged with sexually abusing 10 elementary school age girls will not be getting additional time away from his North Andover home to take part in church activities. The Salem News is reporting today that a judge has granted Daniel Hacken time to attend Sunday services, but has now rejected a request for him to attend additional church-related activities. The two girls that were struck by a car in Peabody last Friday are now home and recovering. The Salem News reports that local police brought comfort dogs to the South Memorial School for the students and later to the home of the two girls and their mother. A new food pantry has opened in Lynn. The Daily Item reports that the facility on Silsby Street is a partnership with Catholic Charities and the Greater Lynn Senior Services. This week, Cardinal Sean O'Malley was in Lynn to visit the new food pantry. And the state's small businesses are facing a long road to recovery, according to recent polling. Christian Wade, the Statehouse reporter for the Salem News, reports that a Mass Inc. survey found that more than half of the 3,000 business owners that responded are struggling to recover from the pandemic, with revenues lower than before COVID-19 hit. Sports is next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. In boys soccer yesterday, Saugus shut out Beverly 1-0. Girls soccer, Marblehead and Melrose tied at 0. And in field hockey, Beverly 4, Marblehead nothing. Friday night high school football kicks off tonight, and we'll have game reports on two contests for you, the North Reading Triton game and the Peabody Lemonster game. Now, that Peabody Lemonster game kicks off at 7, and Peabody coach Mark Betancourt has been pleased with his offense of late, especially coming off last week's win over Marblehead, where his offense was patient, led by quarterback Shea Lynch.
It was fine with us. We were hoping that Shea would keep the course and be patient, and our receivers would continue to run good routes that would give us opportunities to get the 4 to 7 yard pass, and let our receivers, you know, if they advance after the catch, it's a bonus. But it was possession football early. Just, basically they were runs through throwing the ball 4 or 5 yards. So a 4 or 5 yard completion was the same as a 4 or 5 yard run. And just being patient and letting the game come to us and not getting impatient and trying to force things that weren't there.
Peabody coach Mark Betancourt. Be sure to check the website for all of our football coverage this past week. And again, we'll have updated reports, game reports, on two big games that are being played tonight here on the North Shore. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.